Well, all the way from sunny Florida, Cole Kadzi on our off-season clan chat. And I tell you what, buddy, we were just talking a little bit off camera there. You've got a lot of energy and a lot of positive sort of feedback about the league and joining the Purple Army and coming over here to Glasgow. So first off, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know you were working out just before this clan chat. Thanks for jumping on and joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Murph. Super excited for this.
We were talking about sort of, you really are just a first-year pro, right? Like you came out of university and you played a couple of games with Orlando, but last year was your first full year of pro hockey. So for anyone who hasn't watched Instat or watched clips, tell the Purple Army what kind of player Cole Kadzi is.
Yeah. So, I signed out of college a couple of years ago. I played six games in Orlando, and then I played in the playoffs with them. And then last year played, pretty much a full season. And yeah, I would describe my game as a power forward who, can play up and down the lineup. Super physical. I play a good two-way game. I'm really reliable defensively. Can also contribute offensively as well. I score a lot of my goals in front of the net. I can play at the net front on the power play. And yeah, I would say just a solid, energetic, physical power forward that protects pucks down low, has a physical edge and a chippiness to my game. And I like to get in the mix sometimes, whether that's fighting or scrums or just kind of getting under guys' skin. And yeah, I'm super excited to bring that to Glasgow this year.
You will quickly become a fan favorite with actions like that because Glasgow is the type of fan base that when it's going good, they're behind you. And when it's not going good, they'll let you know as well. The passion is palpable. And so a guy who's willing to get in the mix, drop the gloves, go to the net, usually a fan favorite. And the reason I bring up a first full year of pro is because NCAA players that play a little bit in the coast and then come to the EIHL usually bring that youthful exuberance, and they're excited about Europe, and I get the sense that that's exactly where you're at in your career. You want to take that next step.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the East Coast Hockey League is a great league for a lot of people that don't know about it. And there's a lot of good players in that league, whether you're coming out of school or you're even on an American League or NHL contract. So it's actually a really good developmental league. And yeah, I think that from what I've heard and kind of studied from the EIHL, it's a very physical heavy league with a lot of skill as well. And I just think that my game is going to translate really well.
When you look at it, I mean, growing up in the Boca Raton area there in Florida and maybe having to travel further afield to hockey camps and further your development, and you look at how far the game has come even in the Sunshine State there, and you look at California and all that, are you like really excited to then experience it on the other side of the pond as well? Because hockey truly is a global game. We're in the middle of the IIHF World Championships right now, and it's really fun to see different players from the likes of Florida or California jumping across the pond as well.
Yeah, it really excites me. I mean, I've been pretty much away from home my whole life when it comes to hockey, and playing in Orlando this year was super cool because it was close to home, and that was sort of a full circle moment. But there is something that really excites me about playing across the pond, playing for a different fan base and a different culture. Going to a growing hockey market that potentially wasn't a very traditional hockey market. Which I'm used to being from Florida and playing in places that are sort of not as traditional or not hockey specific. And no, I think it's awesome. I was in Scotland last summer. I was in Ireland, Scotland for vacation last summer. I honestly was talking about it with my family the other day, but I fell in love with it right away. And it's funny how things work out. But I'm excited to get to Glasgow, and I'm excited to play. Far away from home and be immersed in a new culture and a new organization and fan base.
And you certainly come across as a guy who does exactly enjoy that different cultures and all that. I believe you were just in Europe. I know that you just said Scotland and Ireland last year, which that's my two favorite places, but you were just in Italy too, I believe.
Yeah, I was just in Italy for a week and a half. I was in Rome, I was in Milan, I was in Sardinia, which is a beautiful island right off of the coast there. So I honestly love it over there. I've always kind of had it in my mind that I would, you know, potentially want to play out there. And I'm just super excited for it.
Well, I tell you what, I was in Milano Cortina in February. I bet you it's beautiful this time of year because yeah. I was there kind of in their winter. It was still 18 degrees and sunny, so it wasn't really wintery. But it is a great place, and there's great sports fans in Italy. But I tell you what, the Purple Army in Glasgow blow that away. I think you're going to really enjoy playing for the fan base. Think back to your NCAA career, because again, we've got some really good players in our lineup, the likes of Brady Risk, who come from that NCAA pedigree. And you had that great season a few years ago with Bentley with 10 goals, 13 assists. It seemed to be a real jumping off point for you. Talk about NCAA hockey and how it's kind of, like you said, built you up to this point.
Yeah, the NCAA is incredible. I think that, you know, now it's different with the CHL and with all these different rule changes and transfer portal, which I actually, you know, I was at three different schools, so I definitely utilized the transfer portal. But it was an awesome opportunity for you to mature and you know, become a man on and off the ice, grow your game, grow your life. It did that for me for sure. My freshman year, I was still kind of growing, maturing, developing. I struggled a little bit at Bentley, and then I kind of took off year two and three, became a captain there, really elevated my game. And that's kind of what college hockey does. You spend time and you sort of, you know, it takes a little bit of time to develop and get acclimated and, you know, get used to the style, get used to the coaching staff and the place. And yeah, that was a huge part of my career. And I ended up going to a couple different places after that, just for a few different reasons. But college hockey was incredible. I think that everyone sort of, you know, develops in college hockey and takes the next step in their game if they're someone that is ambitious and takes the time to put the work in and get to that next level, you know.
And it takes you to that sort of six games at the end of that college career with Orlando and then the playoff run. But last year, again, the development is clear to see. 11 goals, 9 assists, 69 PIMs last year in Orlando. How much fun was it? You mentioned it there being closer to home and playing in Florida, but how good a season was it last year for you personally?
Yeah, it was great. It was honestly a roller coaster. I came in as a rookie and we had a new coach. So I was a different coach from who I signed with, just 3 or 4 months prior. There was an adjustment period there. And I don't know, I think in the East Coast League, like when you start the seasons off, there's a lot of NHL and AHL contract players. And I was on an East Coast contract and I actually was kind of in and out of the lineup the first month to 2 months. And it was definitely a learning experience and an adjustment phase for me. And you know, I just tried to stick to my game and do what I do best and bring that, you know, level of physicality and edge. And the team needed that once we started getting guys called up and injuries and whatnot. And it became I became a huge part of the team and a big role and had a really good second half. So it was a fun year, ups and downs, but I learned a ton in my first year pro. And I'm definitely really, you know, keen and excited because coming off of a lot of momentum off of a really good second half, and I feel really good about my game right now. So I'm looking to bring that to Glasgow right away.
Well, that's a great point because maybe that first month or two at the start of last season, there was a little tiny bit of adversity. But, yep. You know, as a young guy, you're only 25 years of age. So as a young guy, you overcome that adversity. You have a really good stretch run. And you end up with the 11 goals. I mean, that just, again, shows the passion and the willingness you are able to stick with it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And there's a lot of, I mean, the pro season's a long year. And I know the, you know, the EIHL is a little bit shorter than the East Coast League, you know, not by a lot. But yeah, you have to, I just kind of stuck with it. And I know it's kind of cliche to say, but I think that when you just stick to your game, stick to your guns, and you have an identity as a player, you know, you're going to be needed and utilized at some point. And that was kind of my thought process. And I had a blast in Orlando. It was great. I like I said, I had a great second half and you know, kind of took off there. And yeah.
Let's talk about life away from hockey, because you're a busy man. You've got your own business. Let's talk a little bit about SoFlow. I mean, the league, the camps, and all the sort of things that you're doing in South Florida, because it's really cool. And I love that sort of idea of developing and looking at hockey through a different prism. So let's talk about SoFlow.
Yeah, so SoFlow was started basically 5 years ago by me and three of my close friends. Basically, hockey wasn't very big when I was growing up in South Florida. So we just kind of wanted an environment, you know, where we can get on the ice more, we can get around the best players that are in the state. So that's what we did. We brought the best players together. We started drafting teams. We were playing, you know, sort of this pickup style, 3-on-3 style of hockey locally in this older mini rink. Eventually we started creating some social media from it kind of as a joke. And I would say the hockey component is incredible, because we have so many friends and buddies and just players down here that want to come play in it, and they tell their friends, and their friends tell their friends. And so we've gotten so many great NHL players and pros and prospects and stuff like that. But truly the special part about it is the culture, and guys love coming down here in the summers, you know, yes, to skate and get better, but also to enjoy, you know, the Florida environment, you know, to play golf, to go on the boat, to go to the ocean, to hang out with their buddies, to play pickleball. And we kind of embrace that lifestyle when guys come down here, and we run, you know, different events. We tap into different elements of, you know, lifestyle. And that's kind of been a part of the brand. You know, we have a pickleball tournament, we have a networking function, we're working on a golf outing. And you know, this is now turned into more of a business where we're monetizing and, also creating a super cool kind of membership community feel that players and people around here love to be a part of.
Well, where can the Purple Army look you up on social, Cole, to kind of check out SoFlow? Because I was also interested in the sort of wellness festival and sort of the other stuff around the hockey as well, nutrition, all that sort of stuff that you're really, you know, kind of bringing some expertise to. So where can people find you?
Yeah, it's just SoFlow Hockey on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all those platforms. So we're definitely, I know we were talking about social media before this, but we're definitely also trying to, you know, grow in that aspect as well, because social media is huge nowadays. And I think that it's not very big in the game of hockey, and we're trying to kind of change that. We're trying to be, you know, bring engagement and really lean into the social media component. We've had some success doing that, because we're posting highlights, we're posting things from our events, we're trying to get the off-ice personalities, all that stuff, right?
People want that instant access, so I think you'll fit in just fine, because the EIHL, not just the Purple Army, the EIHL, the 10 fan bases all want instant highlights, instant signing news, instant access, so you will probably become quickly a popular follow, I would imagine, on social media. Chase Pearson of the Nottingham Panthers is an interesting guy. He's into red light therapy and nutrition and all that sort of stuff, and he became a real you know, sort of sensation amongst the Nottingham Panthers fans for his talks about nutrition and stuff. So there are some like-minded people here that you might enjoy spending time with, albeit away from the rink, because when the Panthers and the Clan play, you certainly won't be best pals. What do you like to do away from the rink, other than business, other than sort of growing your brand, obviously working out, because you came right from the gym to do this Clan chat. What else do you like doing? You mentioned a golf day. Are you a big golfer? Because you're coming to the land of the best golf courses in the world in Scotland.
Yeah, I do love golf. I actually was, when I went to Scotland last summer, I was at St. Andrews, but I was actually just coming off of shoulder surgery, so I couldn't play. So I'm going to have to get on the course over there. There's some beautiful courses, and I'm super excited for that. I do love golf. I'm not great, but I love playing with my brothers and with friends. You know what? It's been so busy lately, just with business and SoFlow, and you know, I do find fulfillment doing that and talking to people and networking and you know, building relationships and, you know, say like just talking with sponsors, like trying to sell, like that is super fulfilling to me. I love the business part of SoFlow and just what I'm doing. But yeah, other than that, I love playing golf. I love playing pickleball. I love going to the beach. I love, you know, going to dinner with friends and family. So I would say that those are my hobbies off the ice. I love to read, which I was telling you before, but it's been tough to pick up books recently just because I've been so busy. And obviously, like working out, I'm super into health and wellness and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, I hope you like live music too, because Glasgow has some great live music venues. Yeah, so you're in for a treat. I was going to ask you, because I'm an avid reader as well, and because I'm based in Dublin, I'm over to Glasgow all the time and other trips for other hockey functions. Most of my reading is done in an airport. When everyone else is on their phone, I've got a book out or whatever, but we'll have to cross reader lists or book lists during the season there and see if there's anything we can cross promote. I mean, when you look at it, you're a busy guy and you've just outlaid it there, but what does a day in the off season look like to you? I mean, obviously there's a 5-hour time difference as we talked. Do you like to go to the gym or get on the ice early and then enjoy the beach and stuff in the afternoon? I mean, it sounds like you're a busy guy. How do you fit it all in?
It's hard. It's tough, especially in season. And I'm still trying to figure it out. It's really, really hard sort of balancing like business, hockey, lifestyle. You know, I have a girlfriend too, and I love spending time with family and friends. So, I don't know. I think I like to write things down, and I have a calendar, and I wouldn't be able to live without it. So I write things down, and I sort of like to open my time up. And when I have that time opened up, I like to, you know, do things I love, just in terms of hanging out with friends, family, my girlfriend, playing golf, playing pickleball, you know, having nice meals with people. But yeah, I think, you know, I usually work out in the morning. I train here in Fort Lauderdale, which is about 30 minutes from my house. I train with a lot of, you know, Stephen Kampfer. He just opened a gym here. He played, 10 years in the NHL, and now we're getting on the ice with him soon. So do that. You know, I like to eat super healthy. I come home and make some good meals throughout the day. I spend about 2 to 3 hours on my computer, whether it's dealing with, you know, tasks with SoFlow right now, that could be ticketing or sponsors or social media related, speaking with my content creators and my, you know, creative director. You know, and then I'm usually on the phone a lot, have a lot of meetings, depending on what that looks like. And then, yeah, I try to shut it down by like 5, 6, 7 o'clock. Usually sometimes that gets pushed back a bit. And then typically on the weekends, I like to golf. I like to play pickleball, hang out with friends, like I said, so.
Well, it sounds like your days are jam-packed, and that won't get any easier when you come over here and factor in morning practice and games in front of the Purple Army. I mean, it is busy, but it's good to be busy, isn't it? I can tell the passion in your voice. I thought I saw something on one of your social media channels about creating more than you consume, and I really like that as well. It seems like you've got your feet on the ground on all your sort of endeavors. What did you know about the EIHL prior to sort of engaging with Zach Vinnell, and what did you know about the league? I know you said you did a bit of research on the league, but what did you kind of think the next step would be? And like, it seems to me that you're so busy, it would have taken some time to research a little bit of that.
Yes, for sure. So I didn't really know much about, you know, European hockey and the UK, you know, kind of throughout the season. And like I said, I've always had it in my mind where I did want to get over there and I wanted to play over there and experience it. And I do have some friends over there that have played there before. I actually, Matt Steef played in Glasgow a few years ago. And, you know, I was talking to him cause he's played some European hockey, and I talked to some other friends just kind of doing my research and digging a little bit. And I just, you know, like I said, I think the EIHL is really molded to my game. I think it's a heavy physical European league that also has a ton of skill and great players, and players that come from, you know, the East Coast Hockey League and the American League and college hockey. And I thought it was a good fit when I was sort of you know, looking into it. And I didn't know much about the teams. I actually, you know, I knew a little bit about like Belfast and a couple, and the Scottish teams I knew a little bit about just with Lucic. You know, you see that stuff over there. And I was talking to Stiefer, Matt Stief, because he was in Glasgow. I was talking to some other friends. And yeah, I mean, I actually talked to, so I played in Orlando with Liam Soulier, the goalie Souls. Souley, I don't know what you guys call him over there. And my agent connected with Zach and told me that it was potentially an option. You know, I had a very long conversation with Souley and he had nothing but great things to say. And, you know, I was super intrigued and I was super interested. And I did some more research on the city, the fan base, the culture, you know, the players, the staff, because that's all important to me. And when I spoke with Souls, he had amazing things to say. And then I think what kind of, you know, solidified it was speaking with Zach Vanell and just the way that he, you know, the homework that he did on me and the way that he was talking to me and just how comfortable I felt with him and how personable he was and welcoming he was, that was super important to me. And that is, you know, we had a couple really good conversations. He knew a lot about my game. I actually played against him in Atlanta when he was in Atlanta this year. So I knew that he knew a lot about my game and that he understood, you know, the type of person I am, the character that I had and the type of player that I was. And that was super important to me. And, you know, I think all those things combined was a main reason as to why I chose Glasgow and why I wanted to come to the EIHL.
You mentioned Steve Kampfer there, a former Stanley Cup champion with the Boston Bruins. And in another life, I worked for ESPN. I was there in 2011 working for ESPN Europe when Stephen Kampfer got to be a part of that Stanley Cup championship. I think it's really important when you're doing your SoFlo, you know, your camps and all that, when you have a guy like that can come in who won a Stanley Cup, that's just a really nice thing to bring into the fold of your business, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, something I actually didn't even mention is like, we are so fortunate down here to have those like ex NHL players and, you know, Florida Panthers alumni that are now down here. And then even just current NHL players and older pros that are playing. And those are the guys that ultimately set the pace and set the culture. You know, you have guys like Stephen Kampfer that, you know, he came down here and he helped us build this thing and he helped us get more players. You have guys like Brandon Duhaime, Andrew Peak, you know, Nikita Zadorov. These are all guys that spend time in Florida in the summers. They love SoFlo. They love, you know, training and competing in SoFlo, and they love spending their summers down here. You know, we all hang out together in the events and, you know, off the ice and whatnot. So it's just incredible to have like that culture and to have, you know, so many pros and NHLers down here that are a part of it.
When you're on social media, are you watching the Clan signings coming in? Obviously, you know Liam Soulier, you know Souley very well. You talked to Matt Stief, but when you see Tristan Langens coming back, Mick Messner, Brady Risk, are you getting more and more excited when you see some of the names that have signed on the dotted line to come back and or new guys like Juho Rautanen to come and play for the Clan?
Absolutely. I think that was, you know, another reason why I wanted to sign here, because it just seems like the culture is incredible. And it seems like everyone, there's a lot of returners that are coming back and that want to play for the Clan. And that's super important. And I think when you have a lot of returning guys that are coming back to sign, especially after the, you know, the season you guys had last year where you're in playoffs and, you know, you end up making a little bit of a run, to build off of that and, you know, be a part of a culture that's in the right direction and an organization that's going upwards, that's very important to me. And I have been keeping track of a lot of those returning guys. They seem like, you know, awesome guys and, you know, great players as well. And I'm excited to, you know, be with them in the room and be with them on the ice and just ultimately be a part of it.
Well, it also goes to show how small the hockey world is, isn't it? I mean, you mentioned Steve Kampfer, and I've actually interviewed Steve Kampfer before ever, you know, like, so, and then you talk about, you know, Matt Stief, you talk about Liam Soulier, wherever you go, you'll know someone in the hockey world. And that's a real privilege of the hockey community, isn't it?
definitely. You always, and that's the cool part is I was able to reach out to, you know, probably a dozen players that played in Europe, you know, half a dozen that played in the EIHL. And that definitely helped me a lot when doing research over there, because it is across the pond. It is, you know, a little bit of a different, you know, feel and structure than the North American hockey. So, but it is, the hockey world is such a small world, right?
And luckily now for us, you're now going to become a part of our hockey world on this side of the pond as you put on that purple jersey. I know it's hot there. I know you're out on the patio, and I can see you wiping the sweat away in that Florida sunshine. Sweating a little bit, yeah. Do you have a message for the Purple Army as you go off and enjoy your afternoon there? And certainly the players who are already signed, there's more to come, but the fans would love to hear from you because every day they want that information and those new signings. So do you have a message for the Purple Army as we head into the dog days of summer?
Yeah, no, I would just say I'm super excited to get over there. You're going to get someone that's very hardworking, determined to win. And I think that with the momentum you guys have or that you guys built last season, combined with the momentum I have just with my game personally, it's going to be an awesome fit. I'm super excited to be a part of the culture and to get over there in August. Very excited to play in front of the fan base over there. And I'm excited to just get over there and start playing and start winning hockey games and win a championship over there in Glasgow.
Well, Kazi, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here on Clan Chat. It was an absolute joy to finally catch up with you. I look forward to talking about books, wellness, and all things hockey when you get here in September. So once again, enjoy the rest of your summer. Be well. And again, thanks for taking time to join us here on Clan Chat.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Murph. Appreciate it.